Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, March 27th, 2024. Welcome to Day 1163. An Alabama Democrat won a special election in the state legislature after making in vitro fertilization and abortion rights central to her campaign. Marilyn Lands criticized the state's near-total abortion ban and the recent state Supreme Court ruling that temporarily banned in vitro fertilization, and said her win sends a clear message to Montgomery, calling for the legislature to repeal Alabama's no-exceptions abortion ban, fully restore access to IVF, and protect the right to contraception. The Biden campaign said the victory was a warning sign for Trump and extreme MAGA Republicans, adding that Alabama voters know exactly who's to blame for restricting their ability to decide how and when to build their families, and they're ready to fight back. In 2020, Trump narrowly carried that district. Moving on, the Biden administration pledged to rebuild Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge after a 980-foot cargo ship hit a pillar, causing the bridge to collapse. Six people are presumed dead. Biden said, "It's my intention that the federal government will pay for the entire cost of reconstruction in that bridge. I expect the Congress to support my effort." Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg warned of a long and difficult path to full recovery, but added that infrastructure is, or at least ought to be, a bipartisan priority. Buttigieg says he expects the White House will need Congress to authorize additional funding beyond the approximately $1 billion allocated by the 2021 infrastructure law for emergency relief, noting that some Republicans crossed the aisle to support the bipartisan infrastructure bill. Meanwhile, a federal appeals court blocked Texas's plan to arrest migrants suspected of illegally entering the United States. The 2-1 decision by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit follows a lower court ruling in February that said the state law, which would criminalize unauthorized immigration at the state level, is probably unconstitutional. That same court temporarily froze the law March 19th, hours after the Supreme Court said it could go into effect. The Biden administration initially challenged the law in January, arguing that the state law conflicts with the federal government's immigration policy and violates the Constitution's Supremacy Clause, which states that federal laws preempt conflicting state laws. Texas can now ask the Supreme Court to allow the law to go into effect again. In the meantime, the court is set to hear arguments on April 3rd over the constitutionality of the law. Moving on, in a reversal, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will send officials to Washington for talks about his planned military operation in Rafah. On Monday, Netanyahu canceled the trip in protest over the U.S. not vetoing a UN Security Council resolution that calls for a ceasefire in Gaza and the release of hostages held by Hamas. The White House called the cancellation perplexing, a mistake, and said it was unnecessary drama on Netanyahu's part. Biden has plans to discuss alternatives to Israel's attack on Rafah, which is overflowing with more than 1.4 million displaced Palestinians and has been characterized by UNICEF as unrecognizable and a hellish disregard for basic human needs and dignity. The Biden administration has also repeatedly said that it would not support a major military operation in Rafah, with Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin urging Israel to abandon plans for the offensive. Israeli officials, however, have made it clear that they will enter Rafah and direct civilians to humanitarian islands. And finally, Trump repeatedly attacked the New York judge and the daughter of the judge, who imposed a gag order limiting what he can say about his upcoming criminal hush money trial. In a series of posts on Truth Social, hours after being put under the gag order, Trump called Judge Juan Merchan a hater that he claims is biased and conflicted. Trump also complained that the gag order was illegal, un-American, unconstitutional, and said that Merchan was wrongfully attempting to deprive me of my First Amendment right to speak out against the weaponization of law enforcement. The gag order bars Trump from making public statements about jurors, potential witnesses, court staff, or the prosecution team and their families in the hush money trial. It does not, however, bar comments about the judge or his family. Trump is charged with 34 counts of falsifying business records to conceal a hush money payment to Stormy Daniels. The trial begins April 15th.
That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andidas.